There's a story that arrived this week with significant political drama but genuine technical substance underneath it, and I want to make sure we treat both seriously. Trump declared a national emergency over foreign manufactured equipment embedded in the U.S. power grid. The political framing around this has been loud, but the underlying concern is one that infrastructure security experts have been raising for a decade. Transformers, inverters, control systems, and communications hardware from Chinese and Russian manufacturers are woven into sections of the American grid in ways that create real vulnerabilities.
The specific concern with grid equipment is that it often contains communication modules, sometimes called phone home capabilities, that were designed for maintenance monitoring, but that could theoretically be used for remote access. A 2020 Department of Energy report identified this as a critical vulnerability. The Trump administration is not inventing the concern. They're escalating the policy response. The question is whether a national emergency declaration is the right instrument, or whether this becomes a tool for broad executive action on procurement that goes well beyond the legitimate security issue.
This is actually a good moment to talk about how regulatory and legal frameworks apply to market power and procurement decisions, because the declaration implicates both. When we talk about restricting which companies can sell equipment to U.S. grid operators, we're essentially creating a national security exemption to normal market competition. That raises antitrust questions. So let me take a brief step back on the antitrust dimension here, because it connects to several stories we're tracking today, not just the grid, but the SoftBank 1x deal and the NVIDIA chip market. Antitrust law in the United States flows primarily from the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890. The Sherman Act has two main provisions. Section 1 prohibits agreements between companies that restrain trade, think price-fixing, market allocation deals between competitors. Section 2 prohibits monopolization and attempts to monopolize. The crucial thing that most people misunderstand is that having a monopoly isn't illegal by itself. Microsoft had monopoly-level market share in desktop operating systems for years without being successfully broken up. What Section 2 prohibits is acquiring or maintaining monopoly power through exclusionary conduct, actions designed to foreclose competition rather than simply to be better at what you do. Market share is evidence of power, but it's not the offense. The offense is what you do with that power to prevent rivals from competing. In the grid equipment context, if the government restricts Chinese manufacturers from the U.S. market on national security grounds, the remaining domestic and allied suppliers could consolidate market power in a way that draws scrutiny, even when the initial restriction was legitimate.
That's the analytical tension I see playing out. The emergency declaration almost certainly triggers a procurement review that gives the administration broad discretion to exclude Chinese-made equipment from grid infrastructure. That's defensible on security grounds, but the practical effect is that a handful of suppliers, primarily U.S. and European manufacturers, will be positioned to absorb tens of billions of dollars in grid modernization contracts without competitive bidding pressure from the largest global manufacturers. That's not an argument against the security policy. It's an argument for making sure the policy is designed with transparency and fair procurement processes in mind.
The grid modernization issue has another layer. The energy transition is dramatically increasing demand for the exact kind of equipment that's been identified as vulnerable. Solar inverters, battery management systems, EV charging controllers, these are all categories where Chinese manufacturers have significant cost and scale advantages. The grid of 2035 is going to be more digital and more interconnected than the grid of 2015. Getting the security architecture right now, even if it's politically messy, matters for where the infrastructure ends up.